Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 21, Instructions by Maharaj Prithu, Part 1, Verses 1 through 20, Description of King Prithu. The great sage Maitreya then told Vidura, when King Prithu entered his city, it was very beautifully decorated to receive him, with pearls, flower garlands, beautiful cloth, and golden gates. And the entire city was perfumed with highly fragrant incense. Fragrant water distilled from sandalwood and aguru, aloe wood, was sprinkled everywhere on the lanes, roads, and small parks throughout the city, and everywhere were decorations of unbroken fruits, flowers, wetted grains, varied minerals, and lamps, all presented as auspicious paraphernalia. At the street crossings, there were bunches of fruits and flowers, as well as pillars of banana trees and betel nut branches. All these combined decorations everywhere looked very attractive. As the king entered the gate of the city, all the citizens received Prithu with many auspicious articles like lamps, flowers, and yogurt. The king was also received by many beautiful unmarried girls whose bodies were bedecked with various ornaments, especially with earrings which collided with one another. When the king entered the palace, conch shells and kettle drums were sounded. Priests chanted Vedic mantras, and professional reciters offered different prayers. But in spite of all this ceremony to welcome him, the king was not the least bit affected. Both the important citizens and the common citizens welcomed the king very heartily, and Prithu Maharaj also bestowed upon them their desired blessings. King Prithu was greater than the greatest soul, and was therefore worshipable by everyone. Prithu performed many glorious activities in ruling over the surface of the world, and was always magnanimous. After achieving such great success and a reputation which spread throughout the universe, Maharaj Prithu at last obtained Param Padam, the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Suta Goswami continued speaking, O Shaunaka, leader of the great sages, after hearing Maitreya speak about the various activities of King Prithu, the original king, who was fully qualified, glorified, and widely praised all over the world, the great devotee Vidura very submissively worshipped Maitreya Rishi, asking him the following question. My dear Brahmana Maitreya, it is very enlightening to understand that King Prithu was enthroned by the great sages and Brahmanas. All the demigods presented Prithu with innumerable gifts, and Prithu Maharaj also expanded his influence upon personally receiving strength from Lord Vishnu. Thus, Prithu Maharaj greatly developed the earth. Prithu Maharaj was so great in his activities and magnanimous in his method of ruling that all the kings and demigods on the various planets still follow in Prithu's footsteps. So tell me, who is there who will not try to hear about Maharaj Prithu's glorious activities? I wish to hear more and more about Prithu Maharaj, because his activities are so pious and auspicious. The great saintly sage Maitreya then responded, my dear Vidura, King Prithu lived in the tract of land between the two great rivers, Ganges and Yamuna. And because Prithu was very opulent, it appeared that he was enjoying his destined fortune in order to diminish the results of his past pious activities. Maharaj Prithu was an unrivaled king and possessed the scepter for ruling all the seven islands on the surface of the globe. No one could disobey Prithu's irrevocable orders other than the saintly persons, the brahmanas, and Achyuta Gotirtha, the descendants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Vaishnavas. Once upon a time, King Prithu initiated the performance of a very great sacrifice in which prominent saintly sages, brahmanas, demigods from higher planetary systems, and powerful saintly kings known as Raja Rishis all assembled together. And in that great assembly, Maharaj Prithu first of all worshipped all the respectable visitors according to their respective positions. After this, Prithu stood up in the midst of the assembly, and it appeared that Udurat, the full moon, had risen amongst the stars. King Prithu's body was tall and sturdy, and his complexion was fair. Prithu's arms were full and broad, and his eyes as bright as the rising sun. Prithu's nose was straight, his face very beautiful, and his personality grave. Prithu's teeth were set beautifully in his smiling face. The chest of Maharaj Prithu was very broad, his waist was very thick, and Prithu's abdomen, wrinkled by lines of skin, resembled in construction the leaf of a banyan tree. Prithu's navel was coiled and deep, his thighs were of a golden hue, and Prithu's instep was arched. The black hair on Prithu's head was snigdha, slick, and was very fine and curly. And Prithu's neck, like a conch shell, was decorated with auspicious lines. Prithu wore a very valuable dhoti, and there was a nice wrapper on the upper part of his body. As Maharaj Prithu was being initiated to perform the sacrifice, he had to leave aside his valuable dress, and therefore Prithu's natural bodily beauty became visible. It was very pleasing to see Prithu put on a black deerskin and wear a ring of kusha grass on his finger, for this increased the natural beauty of Prithu's body. It appeared that Maharaj Prithu observed all the regulative principles before he performed the sacrifice. And just to encourage the members of the assembly and to enhance their pleasure, King Prithu glanced over them with eyes which seemed like the stars in the sky wet with dew. Prithu then spoke to them in a great voice. Maharaj Prithu's speech was very beautiful, full of metaphorical language, clearly understandable, and very pleasing to hear. Prithu's words were all grave and certain. And it appeared that when Prithu spoke, he expressed his personal realization of the absolute truth in order to benefit all who were present. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Kumari, or unmarried girls untouched by the hand of any member of the opposite sex, are auspicious members of society. Even today in Hindu society, the most conservative families do not allow unmarried girls to go out freely or mix with boys. Girls from conservative families are very carefully protected by their parents while unmarried. After marriage, they are protected by their young husbands, and when elderly, they are protected by their children. When thus protected, women as a class remain an always auspicious source of energy to man. It is said that great personalities of power and opulence never become proud, and the example is given that a tree which is full of fruits and flowers does not stand erect in pride, but instead bends downwards to show submissiveness. This is a sign of the wonderful character of great personalities. Prithu Maharaj is therefore described herein as Mahattama, greater than the greatest. If one flies in outer space, one can go very high up, but unless one reaches a planet, one must come down again to Earth. Similarly, because the impersonalists who reach the Parampadam of the impersonal Brahmajyoti do not enter into Vaikuntha planets, they come down again to this material world and are given shelter in one of the material planets. Although they may attain Brahmaloka or Satyaloka, all such planets are situated in the material world. The country where Prithu Maharaj resided must have been India, because it is stated in this chapter that Prithu lived in the tract of land between the rivers Ganges and Yamuna. This tract of land, which is called Brahmavarta, consists of what is known in the modern age as portions of Punjab and northern India. It is clear that the kings of India once ruled all the world and their culture was Vedic. The word Achyuta refers to one who does not fall, because one is never influenced by the modes of material nature. When a living entity falls down to the material world from his or her original position, one becomes chuta, which means that one forgets his or her relationship with Achyuta, Krishna. Actually, every living entity is a part and parcel, or son or daughter, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When influenced by the modes of material nature, the living entity forgets this relationship and thinks in terms of different species of life. But when one again comes to his or her original consciousness, one does not observe such bodily designations. One's original consciousness is known as Krishna consciousness. Material designations create differentiation in terms of caste, color, creed, nationality, etc. Different gotras or family designations are distinctions in terms of the material body. But when one comes to Krishna consciousness, he or she immediately becomes one of the Achyuta Gotra, or descendants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus becomes transcendental to all considerations of caste, creed, color, and nationality. The first procedure in receiving guests is to wash their feet, and it is learned from Vedic literature that one time when Maharaj Yudhishthir performed the Rajasuya Yajna, Krishna himself took charge of washing the feet of the visitors. As it is said, the face is the index of the mind. One's mental constitution is exhibited by his or her facial features. The bodily features of a particular person are exhibited in accordance with one's past deeds. For according to one's past deeds, one's next bodily features whether in human society, animal society, or demigod society, are determined by higher authorities. This is proof of the transmigration of the soul through different types of bodies. Recorded October 13, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Paramakaruna Pahudvijana Nithai Gora Chandra Paramakaruna Pahudvijana Nithai Gora Chandra Shava Avatar Shara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda Shava Avatar Shara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda Bajo Bajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sugrida Vishwasa Kori Bajo Bajo Bhai Chaitanya Nithai Sudhrida Vishwasa Kori Vishaya Chadiya Shrashe Majiya Muke Bolo Hari Hari Vishaya Chadiya Shrashe Majiya Muke bolo hari hari Dekho ore bhai tribhuvane nai emona doyala data Dekho ore bhai tribhuvane nai emona doyala data Pashu paki jure, pashana vidare, shuni jara gunagata. Pashu paki jure, pashana vidare, shuni jara gunagata. Shanchare majia, rohili foria. Se pade nahilo asha Shanchare madhiya rohili pariya Se pade nahilo asha Apanakarama bhunjaye shamana Kohoye lokchana dasa Apanakarama Bunjaye shamana Kohoye lokchana dasa Paramakoruna Pahudvijana Nithai Gorachandra Shava avatar, shara shiromani, kevala ananda kanda. Bhajo bhajo bhai, chaitanya nitai, sudrida vishwasa kori. Vishaya chadiya, shera shemajiya, मुके बोलो हरि 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 परम करुणा बहुद्विजना निधाय गौरचंद्र निधाय गौरांग निधाय गौरांग निधाय गौरांग गौरहरि 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 निधाय गौरांग गौरहरि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरि हराये नमः
Parama Karuna, Supremely Merciful. Pahu Dvijana, the two lords. Nitai Gaurachandra, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Shabha Avatar, of all incarnations, Sar, they are the essence. Shiromani, they are the crest jewels. Kevala Ananda Kanda, their process of self-realization of hearing and chanting is an exclusive fountain of bliss. Bhajo Bhajo Bhai, oh my dear brothers and sisters, just worship, Chaitanya Nitai. Sudridha Vishvasa Kori, with firm conviction and faith. Vishaya Chadiya, now, you must give up materialistic sense gratification, namely illicit sex, intoxication, meat-eating, and gambling. Se Rase Majiya, now, absorb yourself in the mellow of worship, and Muke Bolo Hari Hari, with your mouth, simply chant, Hari, Hari! Deko Ore Bhai,
tri bhuvane nai, a mona doyala data. My dear brother, just try and examine this, for within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Pashupake jure pashana vidare shuni jar gunagata. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry. Why, even stones melt. Shonshade majia rohili poria shepade nahilo asha. But Lochan Das regrets that he feels himself entrapped by sense gratification. And since he has no attraction for the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, then Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, must be punishing Lochan Das for not allowing him to be attracted by the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.